Chapter 92. I'm pulling up stakes. Why can't we just move away from here? I don't want to leave our native soil and take up residence in a foreign country. He changes residence. Where do you live? What street do they live on? I was born and raised here. I'm quite a stranger here. I feel like a fish out of water here. Chapter 93. Every ship brings rats along with regular cargo. He's a stowaway. Chapter 94. They're kicking me out on the street. Finding an apartment in this town is murder. Chapter 95. Put everything away. It's clean as a whistle in here. Her house is spotless. Pick up this mess. The house is such a mess. Please ask him to wait until I tidy up. I keep everything organized. You would like my mother. She has a neat streak like you do. He's a compulsive cleaner. Give it the white glove test. This shirt is soiled. He clutters up his dorm with too much junk. He's such a pack rat. That pile of trash is an eyesore. This room looks like a pigsty. I'm doing the spring cleaning. Dust off the counter. Don't muck up the floor. Wipe your feet when you come in. I'll hose down the car and clean it up. Using a little muscle when you're cleaning in the stove. Put some elbow grease into washing those tires. A woman's work is never done. Cleaning the bathtub is a back-breaking chore for me. These stains just won't come out. Chapter 96. The forest is teeming with life. The park is blooming with pretty flowers. Please sprinkle some water on those plants. Let's get rid of these weeds once and for all. It's time for you to trim the hedges and weed the garden. Chapter 97. Don't be a litter bug. This is not a dump site for your trash. Pick up your trash. Don't throw your cigarette butts around. Get rid of that junk. Empty the ashtray. I'll take out the garbage. People create garbage. Garbage is a necessary evil. The problem of illegal waste dumping has mushroomed in the last decade. There's money in garbage. One man's junk is another man's treasure. Chapter 98. The air in this mill stings the eyes. This thin cotton mask is no protection against poisonous fumes. We should stop contaminating the air. It's stuffy in here. It's heavy in here. The fresh air feels marvelous. Chapter 99. I do a lot of city driving. It's hard to maneuver here. Put a quarter in the meter. I don't want to get a ticket. Please validate my parking ticket. He swerved to avoid hitting a dog. I don't like sitting in the front passenger seat. I don't know how to drive a stick. I can't put it in gear. Let's give it a spin. Let's go for a ride. Keep the motor running. I'll be right back. Buckle up. Let's go. Let's roll. Punch it. Can't this thing go any faster? Those two guys are always drag racing at the stoplights. This guy drives with a lead foot. He's so reckless, he's driving like a kamikaze pilot. Where did you get your license? We've been driving for hours. Let's take a pit stop. Chapter 100. Watch the road. Don't keep on nodding off. I can drive a car in my sleep. It's drizzling out and the roads are slippery. This is a bumpy road. Watch those bumps. Don't use high beams when you're driving thick fog. The oncoming high beams are blinding my eyes. Keep your hands on the wheel. Turn your wheel to the left nice and easy. Slow down. Any slower and we'll be walking. I'll keep my speed down. I can't stand backseat drivers. Chapter 101. I'm a car freak. This car is a babe magnet. The car is well tuned. This car comes with all the bells and whistles. This car is loaded with many new features. The car is in mint condition. It's a brand new car. I have to break it in slowly. He drives around in a beat-up old car. I have a special passion for that jalopy. Why don't you sell this pile of trash? I would, but who'd want it? Why don't you sell this bucket of bolts? I would, but nobody'd buy it. If you're looking for trouble, go buy a used car. You're selling me a lemon. It's a trouble-prone car. Chapter 102. Before we hit the road, we'd better gas up. Make sure we don't run out of gas. Oh no, we ran out of gas. What'll it be? Super, fill. $5 worth of regular. Fill her up with unleaded premium. Would you like me to check your oil? Go right ahead. No thanks. I prefer full service to self-service gas stations. This old car is a gas guzzler. Chapter 103. Does that truck run? I hear a pinging sound when I accelerate. There's a growl in my engine. Think you can fix it? The car keeps on tilting to the left. I'd like to get a front wheel alignment. You've got a flat left rear tire. Your tires look a little low. My engine died. My car is being repaired. The battery ran out. Chapter 104. Is there another way home besides this washboard road? Which way is the hospital? Is there any landmark by your location? Sure, the post office is right across the street from us. It's diagonally across the street from the bus stop. The store is 3 blocks down and to the left. You can't miss it. Up 2 streets, take a right. The store will be on your left. Keep going. After you pass 3 lights, you'll run right into it. You won't miss it. Bear left when you come to the fork in the road. Right lane, get off here. The room is upstairs, 2nd door on the left. The post office is 2 stores down. It's within walking distance. It's miles away from here. Every time I come here, I get so lost. Don't get lost. Don't follow me. I'm lost too. All roads lead to Rome. Chapter 105. Want a ride? Would you like a ride home? No, I'll just grab a cab. Get a taxi. Can you give me a lift to the next town? Could I catch a ride in your direction? Can you give me a lift? Sure, hop in. This is as far as I'm going. Thanks for dropping me off. Everybody off. I hitchhike. Don't ever thumb a ride home from school. Chapter 106. Where to, sir? What's the cab fare from here to the airport? Could you take us to Macy's? That bus is packed with passengers. Squeeze over. Make some room for me, will you? Don't push. There isn't much room left. I was squashed in the bus. Bus driver, can you let me off at the corner? All aboard. Chapter 107. You can save a lot of money on gas and tolls if you carpool. It's tough having to start the day right off commuting. It was bumper to bumper all the way here. The rush hour is the worst time to be on the road. The traffic is at a standstill. I got stuck in traffic. The road is backed up for 2 miles. You're hogging the road, jackass. That Sunday driver is holding up traffic. You dumb slowpoke. Woman driver. He thinks he owns the road in that fancy car of his. You're blocking the road, jerk. Jaywalkers add to the problems of traffic. Chapter 108. What's with the traffic? Maybe a car broke down or something. Why all the commotion? Must be an accident. Rubbernecking has brought the traffic to a standstill. There are bound to be many accidents with all that snow on the ground. The fog resulted in a multiple car accident. It was a fatal accident. It was a case of hit and run. Why did you back into me? I did not. You ran into me. We'll let the police handle this. He banged up my car. Look what you did to my car. My car is totaled. He stopped short and I rear-ended him. Ouch, I just got whiplash. Chapter 109. Give proper hand signals. No honking allowed. No unnecessary blowing of the horn, beeping the horn. Stop at traffic lights. Make a full stop at railroad crossings and stop signs. No sudden stops. Yield to pedestrians. Watch out for the other drivers. Keep right. Pass left. Never attempt to pass on curves or hills. If you hear a siren, you should pull over. No jaywalking. Chapter 110. He was caught running a red light. Pull over. What seems to be the problem, officer? Now see your driver's license, vehicle registration, and insurance ID? Sure, but what's the matter? Our radar clocked you doing 70 miles per hour, and this is a 55 mile an hour zone. That's impossible. There must be some kind of mistake. I couldn't have been doing that fast. Well, you can talk to the judge about that. Forget the ticket, will you? Okay, what's your excuse? Chapter 111. Improving your mind? We went on a field trip today. I got 3 credits for this course. The TA passed out a ditto to everybody. I've matriculated for the fall semester. He's enrolled in Professor Beck's class. She's taking piano lessons from Mrs. Juilliard. Our first period is math. What are your major in? Harvard's an Ivy League school. She got accepted into Princeton. Chapter 112. You don't seem the academic type. College isn't meant for everyone. Modern education is ineffective. Chapter 113. He's top in his class. My daughter's on the honor roll in school. She's the best all-around student. Chapter 114. Education always comes first. Get more schooling. I suggest you go back to the basics. I gotta go hit the books. She practically lives in the library. I need to brush over my notes once more before the test. I have to cram for finals next week. I'm gonna have to pull an all-nighter for this exam. Everyone in the dorm burned the midnight oil studying. A last-minute cram before the test can make the difference between an A and a B. Chapter 115. I don't want to flunk. No cheating. If you're caught plagiarizing, you won't get any credit for the course. We're going to have a quiz. How did the history test go? I pulled an A. You got full marks on the test. I got a big fat zero in physics. We'll be curving the grades. How are your grades? What are your grades? 3 A's and 2 B's. He got straight A's. Chapter 116. She's a borderline student. He was left back. He's a dunce. Chapter 117. School is pretty out of hand. I'm fed up with that school. He quit school last year. Chapter 118. I worked my way through college. School's out. Drive carefully. Chapter 119. She's our substitute teacher. That teacher is a dud. He's so boring. He's my mentor. I'll ask him to coach you. He's a problem student. Many students have to be spoon-fed. Pipe down. Not like that, stupid. Please use layman's terms to explain. Repetition reinforces the learning process. Chapter 120. This is very educational. He lags behind everyone else. Practice makes perfect. There's no shortcut to learning. You'll get the hang of it. It has a steep learning curve. I'm getting rusty at it. You'll do better after a while. You're on the right track. I think you're catching on. You're almost there. He's quick to catch my drift. You're learning. Learning is an ongoing process. Chapter 121. I'm a student of life. Live and learn. I hope you learned your lesson. Once bitten, twice shy. I learned it the hard way. Some people never learn. He's set in his ways. You just never learn. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. Chapter 122. Never be the first to try the new, nor the last to give up the old. The cellular phone is in vogue. There's a scant supply of this popular item. It's a current trend. This sport came into fashion just recently. Somehow it caught on. It's the wave of the future. Saving is here and here to stay. It's a classic style. It's a hot ticket. It's out of style. That's old hat. You're behind the times. Let me bring you up to date. Out with the old, in with the new. Merely to maintain is to lose in the long run. He's an old timer. He's an old geezer. He's a dinosaur. Chapter 123. Things are different nowadays. Things change. Things have a way of changing. Don't live in the past. That was then. This is now. The world is changing out there, Pop. Nothing stays the same. That was yesterday. This is today. I prefer stability. Sometimes people have to break their routine. Changes are never easy. You've turned my life upside down. We have to reform from the bottom up. This is a welcome change. It's time to turn the tide. This process is irreversible. It's done, and there's no way to undo it. Chapter 124. I've never tried that before. There's a first time for everything.
Give it a shot. Should I try it? It would be nice if you tried.
You have everything to gain and nothing to lose. I bet you'd like it once you tried it. I'd like to sample it first. Let's try this and see if it fits the bill. Once you got a taste of blood, he He got hooked. Chapter 125. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Trying is not good enough. This is your show. An eagle seldom makes a second attempt. Do you think you really can? I'll try my best. I did the best I could. He really worked at it. It certainly took some doing. Let's give the guy an A for an effort. Chapter 126. I don't want to appear as a novice. I'm not an expert on that subject. He's strictly an amateur. I'm just getting my feet wet. How pro is he? Not very. How good is he? Somewhat average. You've only got started. The more I know, the more I realize how little I know. You're still green. For a starter, you're doing pretty well. You're not getting any older, just more experienced. I've seen too much. He's a man of the world. She's streetwise. I know human nature. I know all the tricks. Profit from his experience. Grandpa looks like a wise old owl.